We'll be learning about the dinim of the dinim of Bishul, or the dinim of Malocha on Yontov as compared to Malocha on Shabbos. We learned a number of halachas, in particular that Oichel Nefesh, Melechas Oichel Nefesh, is going to be a heta, is going to be allowed on Yontov, which is not allowed on the rest of the year. Just agav, there was a vote in yesterday's famous film Nagon, yesterday's Sedra. Yeah, it says, Eile Moyadei Hashem Mikroi Kodesh Asher Tikroi Sam Moyadom Eile Hei Moyadoi. So the introduction is that these are the Yomim Tovim. Which are the Yomim Tovim that are coming up? This is the parsha of Yomim Tovim that we read on Yontov. So which are the Yomim Tovim? It starts off, Sheishis Yomim Teosam Elocha Oviyem Ashvi Shabbos. So it starts speaking about Shabbos. Well, you just said you're going to speak about the Yomim Tovim. Why are you speaking about Shabbos? The Aruch Haim asked the question. So the Aruch Haim says that, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Aruch Haim answers that all the other Yomim Tovim are fixed by Beis Din. Yeah, Atem, right? They're fixed by Beis Din because Beis Din are kaveh when the Chodesh is. So according to when they announce when the Chodesh is, therefore it's Chazal who HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the fixing of the dates of the Yomim Tovim to Beis Din. Masha Enkein, Shabbos is Kavi Bekaima. The first Shabbos, the seventh day immediately after the creation of the world, was the first Shabbos. And then consecutively, every Shabbos after that, automatically, there's no interference in the dates. Shabbos is always Kavi Bekaima. So therefore the Arachaim's answer is, Elohim Moyadoi, the Rabbi Shem says, I'm telling you that there are going to be Yom Tovim, which you will be responsible for fixing the dates, but these are my Yom Tovim. My Yom Tov is Shabbos. My Yom Tov is Shabbos, these are the ones that I fix. I fix Shabbos, and then after that you can fix the Yom Tovim. That's one shot. The Vilna Gaon says as follows, that there are, in Min HaTorah, there are 7 days of Yom Tov in the year. There's Shabbos every week, and there are 7 days of Yontov. There's the first and the seventh day of Pesach, and there is one day Shavuos, Min HaTorah, one day Rosh Hashanah, one day Yom Kippur, one day Sukkos, and one day Shmini Atzeres. So altogether, there are 7 days of Yontov. On six of those days, six out of the seven, you're allowed to do Melocha. In other words, the Melocha of Oichal Nefesh is Mutter on Yom Tov, which is what we've been learning. That there was a heter, that we learn it in our Torah, that there is a heter of doing Oichal Nefesh on Yom Tovim. On one of the Yom Tovim, apart from Shabbos obviously, but on one of the Yom Tovim, Melechas Oichal Nefesh is Osor, like on Shabbos, and that is on Yom Kippur. So he says, Elohim Mayadoi, Sheshes Yomim Teyose Melocha. For 6 days of Yontov, Melocha is allowed, i.e. Melocha Soichal Nefesh, Uvayoy Mashvi, but on Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbos, so then you're not allowed to do any Melocha for food at all. It's exactly like Shabbos. It's not in the Oynesh, but in the Yisurim, it's exactly the same, and the Halochas is exactly the same. So now we're back to our what's called, and we left with a Kasha on Erev Shabbos. The Kasha that was asked on Erev Shabbos was, that if we say the Melechas Oichal Nefesh is Mutter on Yom Tov, straightforward, it was learnt out of the Psukim, Chazal Darshan it from the Psukim, and we learn Melisha Ve'elech because of the connection between the Posuk Hulavada Yosan Lachem Ushmatim Esamatzois, that from Lisha Ve'elech, from the kneading of the dough onwards, is Melocha which is Mutter. One of the next melochas that you do after you've kneaded, what's the next melocha that a lady is going to do, or a man is going to do, after he's kneaded a dough, he's made a dough, right? The next process, the next melocha that he's going to get involved in after having made a dough is to light a fire. Right? He needs an oven. So he's going to put on the oven in order to bake his dough. So therefore, meleches mavir, havora, should be mutter on Yom Tov. And in fact, Min HaTorah, absolutely right. Meleches Havora is Mutter on Yom Tov. But in that case, why are we makbid that we only take a light from an existing light? Why can't you light a light from scratch? Start from the beginning, yeah, and use a match, or use a lighter, or whatever it is that you're going to use in order. So, the answer is that it's a Mefurasha Mishnah, which says that it's Osa. The Mishnah says in Be'or, Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin, it says that you're not allowed to make a fire. It says, "Ei moitzin esaur." You're not allowed to create a fire. You're not allowed to create a fire. And there's a list of things, of ways in which you might want to create a fire. I haven't got them here. Yes, I have. Yeah, you can't create it through wood. I don't know how you make it through wood, but there must be some way. Through avonim, rubbing stones together. Through ofor, the Batnura says it's very, very, that there are types of earth that have got metal ore in them. They've got ore, and maybe it means that sort of thing, but you're rubbing together. And you're not allowed to do it either with a magnifying glass. That on Yom Tov, if you wanted to create a fire by lighting through using a magnifying glass in order to set something fire, that it would be osa. So it's a Mufurisha Mishnah that you cannot create a new fire in Yom Tov. And the question is, Hayois, that this is a malocha of afio, it's a malocha of bishul, it's a malocha that I have to do for my cooking, why can't I create a new fire on Yom Tov? Why do I have to only take a fire from an existing? And Bliada, as our speaker is here, we will deal with this tomorrow.
Sunday, Kof Iyar, 35th day of the Omer, 18th of May, Rono Rav, Dayan, Rav David Kahn, Shlita. Microphones, loudspeakers, and hearing aids. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Family Gross. The Fatimus HaMetzvah of Yitzi Gross Neriyoa took place yesterday. He wrote and she was her was Kenob Rav Nachas Simni Kod Yitzich Letzehem. And today she is also sponsored Lilu Nishmas Rav Shlomo Dov Ben Rav Moshe. With his Chus HaShvom HaChayim Vamil Chamo Shach Zuhu Levotem Reshalom Bim Heiro.
As long as there's not a hearing aid here. So here we are. So just seeing as Lag BaOmer's come, and maybe in England, Stam Minig was the second half of the Omer, so therefore there won't be as many chasnas as would otherwise be if everybody was keeping the first half of the Omer. But maybe it's the time actually to start thinking, to rethink the whole question of when it comes to a chuppah, when it comes to sheva brachas at a dinner, when it comes to any function where brachas are made and loudspeakers are used, microphones are used, loudspeakers, question is that who are we hearing? Who are we hearing? Are we yotze? Can you be yotze brachas hearing them through a loudspeaker? So that's what we're hearing. So there is first of all, there's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, and the Mishnah says, "Hatukeh l'sei chabo." This is the source of all of this. Somebody who blows the shofar, the toy chabo, into a pit, oy l'sei chadus, or into a, again, these are all different types of enclaves. So now, says the Mishnah, "Imko shofar shoma." If he heard, he could hear the sound of the shofar. So yotza vim koil havara shoma. But if he heard the echo, maybe we'll translate it as an echo, but not necessarily so. So then lo yotza, you're not going to be yotza. Quite a famous Mishnah. So an echo wouldn't you wouldn't be yotza. There's another source which brings up there Gemara in Sukkah, daf nun aleph on a base. Tanya. Reb Yehuda Omer, Misha loy ra, et diuflis tain, shelach sandria, shel mitzrayim, whoever didn't see the gathering of the lachsu in Mitzrayim, loy ra, bichvodom shel Yisrael, they didn't see the covered of Yisrael. So it was a huge gathering of thousands of people, and what happened was, Omru Kemin, he says, Basilki Gadola Hoysom, Satyo Lefnim, Misatyo, he says, Pa'omim Shahoyuba, Shishim Riboy, Al Shishim Riboy, and that's in brackets, Kiflaim Kyotse Mitzrayim, Vahoyuba, and they give all examples of what was going on there. So you had one Shliach Tzibur, How is everybody supposed to hear the Shliach Tzibur from one person who's speaking such a huge gathering? So they had an organization before the days of technology of having loudspeakers. So instead what they did was they had flags that they used to wave when it was time to say Amen, Yehi Shmei Rabo, and then everybody joined in. These are two sources. So this question was first asked to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, Igros Moshe, Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Ches, and he was asked about hearing the Megillah, whether you could hear the Megillah with the aid of a microphone. So he writes and he says at that point, he says, Kiloi nisparei karoi eich nishma, how it's being heard, alidei anoshim horoyu lismuch aleim. He hasn't got reliable people who can tell him the facts of what's going on. But what he writes over here, he says, Aval masha pshitalei l'kvei teirosei, the person who was asking the question, to him it was obvious, she'ein yoitzim b'shmio alidei microphone. Why? Mitam shu k'moi she'shomea me'einu ba'chiyuva. He's hearing from a goylom. He's hearing from an electronic machine, he says. See, he says, why, he says, but that, he says, the loy dok, he says. And he brings a raya from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. So he says, because the ein shaykh zeh l'koil havoro, it's not an echo. It's not secondary. Why, he says, because here you can hear, says Rav Moshe, you can hear a very strong and a very healthy sound. So Rav Moshe understands that